Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Tzadik Beis, and we are at the last skinny line on daf Tzadik Aleph Amid Beis Reish Lakish Rami. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanasuna Batzar Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Refuah Shleima for Chavan Miriam Bas Malka Freda, Nosan Yaakov Ben Leah Bela, and Miriam Bas Rachel Tzipora Feig. Today's daf is also being learned to Ilui Nishmas Frada Blima Bas Moshe. So we're moving along the very, very beginning of Perek Chelek, discussing the idea of Kol Yisrael Yesh Lohem Chelek La'olam Haba, stating that Ve'elu She'ein Lohem Chelek La'olam Haba Ha'omer Ein Tchias HaMeisim Min HaTorah, clearly implying that Tchias HaMeisim is real, A. B, there's also a remnant to it in the Torah, and really the avodah of the first sugya in Perek Chelek is trying to find a remez or remozim to Tchias HaMeisim in HaTorah. So again, more about Tchias HaMeisim, more about remez to Tchias HaMeisim in HaTorah, more digressions, more of we do what we do when we learn Divrei Agadah. Talk to Hilgi Gemara, Reish Lakish Rami. Reish Lakish asked the stira. Ksiv, the pasuk says, Bom Iver Upiseach, Hara V'yoledes Yachtos. This is a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. It's describing the end of days. La'asid Lavoi. And it says that La'asid Lavoi, the Iver, is going to be there together with the Piseach. The Hara is going to be there together with the Yoledes. The point is, it's mashma that they are going to be Bali Mumen, right? This is the end of days, presumably implying Tchias HaMeisim. And in the world of Tchias HaMeisim, there's going to be an Iver, there's going to be a Piseach. Fixiv, so Reish Lakish, as Kasha was, is another pasuk, and this is a nevuah of Yeshaya. Oz yedalei ka'ayol piseach, the piseach who wasn't able to walk in the end of days, b'shas tchias ha'mesim, he's going to be able to not just walk, but yedalei, he's going to be able to sprint. V'toroin l'shoin ilayim, the ilayim, who's not able to talk, v'toroin, he's going to be able to sing. Ki nifku ba'midbar mayim, there's going to be water in the midbar, which is something that you usually don't find. U'necholam ba'arava, and in arava there's going to be necholam. But the point is, you see from here, that the piseach will be able to be yedalei, and the ilayim is going to be able to sing. So what was Reish Lakish's theory? A person that was a baal mum in this world, when he's going to get up in the Olam HaTchiyah, a very foundational question. Is he going to retain his mum, or is his mum now going to no longer be there? From Yirmiyahu's Nevuah, it sounds like he's going to have his mum, but from Yeshaya's Nevuah, it sounds like the mum's not going to be there. HaKeitzad, Sased, Reish Lakish, how do you reconcile this contradiction? You have to say they're both true. That lichatchila, when somebody's going to get up for Tchias HaMeisim, he's going to get up with his mum, but immediately afterwards, he's going to have a refuah. Yirmiyahu was describing the moment of Tchia. Yeshaya was describing the subsequent moments. Ula Rami, Ula has to see. The pasuk says, "Bila hamavas la'netzach u'mocha Hashem Elokim dima mi'al kol panim." This is a verse that is a nevuah of Yeshaya that many, many eulogies conclude with, that there's going to be a day where there's going to be no more death, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take all the tears that people cry, and He Himself, b'chvoidei uva'atzmoi, u'mocha Hashem alikim dima, me'al kol panem. B'ksibah, there's another pasuk that says, ki'anar ben me'a shana yonos, that if somebody is going to die at the age of 100, they're going to say, a younger man died, and lo yim misham oyt ol yamim. You're not going to find young people generally dying. What's the kasha? Will there be death, or will there not be death? Bila hamavis la netzach sounds like no death at all. Ki anar ben mei ashana yamos lo yim misham oyt ol yamim sounds like there's a concept of a younger man. It would be rare if he dies, but if he does, could be, it'll happen. The age will be a little bit different, but the bottom line is, it sounds like there's going to be death. So Ula said, like Kasha, kam be Yisrael, kam be Uvdeke Chavim. The Yidid are not going to die. The Uvdeke Chavim are going to die. So the Gemara interrupts immediately and says, Uvdeke Chavim, ma boy hasim. What are Uvdeke Chavim doing in the world of Tchia? Says the Gemara, there will be Uvdeke Chavim in the world of Tchia. Which Uvdeke Chavim hanach tchsiv behu, the ones that it says regarding them, v'amdu zorim v'ro'u tzoimchem uvnei nechor ikoreichem v'charmeichem. And really, this pasuk is quoted in Brachos Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, "Bizman she Yisrael oisin ritzayne shal makayim melachta nasis al yedei acherim." And who's the acherim? It's these oivdei keichavim. So there's going to be oivdei keichavim la'asid lavay. They're going to serve a purpose and a role, and their role is going to be to do the work for the yidden. It's going to be melachta nasis al yedei acherim. Rav Chisda Rami, Rav Chisda asks this. The pasuk says, "V'chafra halavana ubeicha acham." The lavana is going to be embarrassed. The cham is going to have bushes, because even though the Levana and the Chama are sources of light, but the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be so nisgala in the world that they're going to feel so insecure and insignificant, to the point where the Levana and the Chama are going to have hergeshim of bushes. One of the themes of Chumash here in the beginning of Bereishis is the emotions of the celestial beings, the Rambam Perikim Al-Hukhas Yisaydi HaTayra, the Chofra HaLevana, U-Boisha HaChama. There's another pasuk that says, then in the end of days, the Eir of the Levana is going to be like the Eir of the Chama. The Eir HaChama is going to be Yia Shiva Sayim, Ka'er Shiva Sayamim. It's going to be Shiva Sayim of what it is now. It's going to be like the Eir of the Shiva Sayim. What does Shiva Sayim mean? So we have a whole raid bet on this. Shiva Sayim means 343. It's 7 times 7 times 7. Either way, so what was Rav Chisda's Stira? On the one hand, it sounds like the Levana and the Chama are going to be completely insignificant in the end of days. Then you have a pasuk that sounds pukfaket. It says the Levana is going to steig, and the Eir HaChama is going to be like the Eir Shivas Hayamim. Posh it like the Iraganos, maybe, but it's going to be 343 times stronger than it is right now. So which one is it? So he said, like, Kasha, Kan Leimoisa Mashiach, Kan Leilam Abba. Are you talking about the end of days? Not all end of the days were created equally. There's different kufis. In Yemoisa Mashiach, then it's going to be V'hoya Ur Alavana Kerachama Verachama Yeshiva Sam Kerachiva Sayamim. La'ilam Abba, it's going to be V'chofra Halavana Uboisha Hachama Ki Malach Hashem Tzvachis. Gemara says that doesn't work according to everybody. According to Shmuel, that says that when Mashiach is going to come, it's going to be Olam Kimin Hagoy Hoylech. So if that's the case, it sounds like the Levana is not going to be any stronger than it is now. It sounds like the Cham is not going to be 343 times stronger than it is right now. So you can't say that that pasuk is referring to Yemoisa Mashiach. So how are you going to answer this? The Gemara says, like, Kashi, you have to answer it a little bit differently. Can b'machne tzadikim, can b'machne shchin. Meaning both psukim are talking about Olam Haba. But within Olam Haba, there's going to be different machnos. There's going to be the machna of the tzaddikim, and there's going to be machna shchina. In the machna of the tzaddikim, the hoya oir halavana ka oir hacham of oir hacham yu shuvasayin ka oir shuvasayim. But in the machna of the shchina, there, because came molach Hashem tzvakos, and there's going to be such an oir of the shchina that's going to be nezgala, there it's going to be v'chofra halavana uboisha hacham. Rava Rami. Rava also has this theory. See, the pasuk says, ani omus va'achaya. It says that Kosh Baruch Hu says, I kill man, but Vachayet is going to be Tchias HaMesim. Viksiv, the pasuk also says, Mochatzti Va'ani Erpo, which sounds a little bit like before a person is going to arise for Tchias HaMesim, he's going to have a refor. What's the stira? Ani Amas Vachayet sounds like the way a person dies is exactly the way the person's going to come up with Tchias. So if a person died with a mum, he's going to arise with his mom. But the pasuk of machatzti va'ani erpa sounds fakert. It sounds like first the person that had the mom is going to have a refuah. So what's the kasha? Is the kasha, or is the way Tchias HaMesim going to play itself out, that a person that died with a mom is going to rise with a mom, or fakert, he's going to have a refuah? Says the Gemara, Rava said, Amra HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the way you have to reconcile it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says like this, Masha ani meimis ani mecha. A person that dies, I'm going to bring back to life, and I'm going to bring it back to life exactly the way he died. V'hadar, and afterwards, it's going to be Masha machatzti v'ani erpa. There's going to be a refu, which by the way, is exactly what Rish Lakish said right at the onset of the daf. So really, if you look at the theme, high level of the beginning of today's daf, Rish Lakish Rami, Ula Rami, Rav Chisda Rami and Rava Rami. All the Amiram was sitting and they were grappling, they're trying to understand a little bit what the end of days are going to look like. And Reish Lakish said, Ichabastira. Ula said, Ichabastira. Rav Chisda said, Ichabastira. Rava said, Ichabastira. Right, Reish Lakish and Rava Stira was the same Stira. What was the Shaila? The Shaila is a person that dies with a mum. Is he going to rise with his mum or is he going to have a Rafua? Ula had a Stira. Is there going to be death or is there not going to be death? Rav Chisda had a Stira. The moon and the sun, are they going to still give light, and maybe even more impressively than now? Or are they going to be so insignificant? So these are fundamental questions. Kana ben Shoyl, you want to understand, like, what is Achras HaYomim going to look like? And you see that Amiram grappled. They had stiras, and they had to come up with Shtiklach Taira to go ahead and to be miyashiv the stira. Just one ha'ara as relates to this first Gemara, and that is Reish Lakish and Rava both said the same inyan. And that is that if a person had a mum, ba'ilam hazeh, he is going to arise by Tchias HaMeisim with the mum, but then he's going to have a refuah. So it's true, bum iveru piseach harav yaledes yachtov, but afterwards oz yedali ka'ayo piseach v'toroin l'shoyin ilayim. It's true, ani omus v'achaye, but at the same time, there's going to be an inyan of machatzti v'ani erpo. So there's going to be Tchias HaMeisim, and when people arise by Tchias HaMeisim, they're going to have a refuah from whatever medical challenge they dealt with during their lifetime. I'll tell you a Maramokim Nifla. It's a Zohar HaKadosh in Parshas Tzav. It's in Raya Mehemna. It's Tav Chof Ches Amar Aleph. So the context over there is the Raya Mehemna is talking to the Tanam and Amiram, Moshe Rabbeinu, and just one paragraph. Kamu Kulu Va'amru. All the Tanam and Amiram told the Raya Mehemna. Vadei Antu Umna Raya Mehemna. You are the Raya Mehemna. The Itmar Bach, Moshe Kibol Teir Misina. Right, you're the one that was makabel the Torah. Umi tamon ve'elach kulu talmidim inun dilach. Everyone after you are your talmidim. Min Yeshua at soif kol darim. Hadou da amar. It's the Mishnah in Ovis. Umasar li Yeshua. Vi Yeshua l'skeinim. Uskeim in levim. By the way, is this the first Mishnah in Pirkei Ovis? Technically, but really Pirkei Ovis starts kol Yisrael yeshlem chelak loylam haba. Right, so this is like a geshmak, a segue from what we're learning right now. Either way, so the Tanom and Amiram, they asked the Raya Mehemna, talmid boki dilach. Ma, who is your Talmud Baki that you're going to send in the end of days to be that Talmud that's going to give over your Torah? And they said as follows, Hochazino de Itmar, we know that the Mishnah says, Hakol Yehe Munach, and they wanted to know, is Eliyo and Navi the Talmud that's going to come? And he's going to be Ke'ilu, your Talmud Muvakim is going to disseminate all your Torah. Amaloid Sindarai Mehemna told him, Vadai Hochihu. Yes, 100%. The EU Talmud Chaver. He is my Talmud Chaver. Talei Itmar. It says regarding Eliyo Hanavi, Ben Aharon HaKoyen. Pinchas Ben Elazar, Ben Aharon HaKoyen, who we know is Eliyo Hanavi. Ki Gavna Itmar Baharon. Just like it says by Aharon. Hu Yiel Cholapeh. That he's going to be your meturgamin, Hachinami Brei Yieli Lepeh. So too, Ben Aharon, his son, referring to Eliyo, who's Pinchas Ben Elazar Ben Aharon HaKoyen, he's going to be my peh. The E Ayuraisa de Balpe. And the Oimik is, who Yil Chalopeh, he's going to transmit the Teresh of Balpeh. Begin. The Hechi, the Havino, Bikadmiso, Kvad Peh, the Kvad Loshin, says Moshe Rabbeinu. Because just like when I died a Kvad Peh and a Kvad Loshin, Hachi Yoikim Likucha Berichu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's going to bring me back also in that same state with that mum of a Kvad Peh and a Kvad Loshin. But what does Kvad Peh mean in Pnimius? What it means is, Ba'iraisa de Balpeh. And what does Kvad Loshin mean? That's by Raisa the Bichsav. And the reason, said Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to stand up that way is the Loyemru Ilan, the Loy Ishbidonli. Because if Moshe Rabbeinu is going to get up and he's not going to be a Kvad Peh, Kvad Loshin, people are not going to believe it's Moshe Rabbeinu. So said the Raya Mehemna that the reason I'm going to have to get up a Kvad Peh, Kvad Loshin is like this. People should recognize who I am. But the point is, being that I'm going to be a Kvad Peh, so the Eliyo, who ye Eliyo Peh, he's going to be my Peh. Yesei Lesakna Kol Inan Tzveikis Lefarkalon. He's going to be the one that's going to come to be Metaritz Kushis V'Yiboyis. So it's an Oimik in Teiku, Tishbi Yitaritz Kushis V'Yiboyis. Yehi Munich HaShayove Eliyo, Eliyo Anovis Ben Olaz Ben Aharon HaKoyen, who ye Lechol Peh. He's going to be the Peh, so to speak, of Moshe Rabbeinu. He's going to be the one that's going to transmit the Teresh Vapa. But you see in this Zohar, this Indian, that Moshe Rabbeinu himself, Bechvodei V'atzma, is going to get up and he's going to be a Kvad Peh, Kvad Loshin. Now, in the Zohar, there's a whole shtickle Torah. Why? The reason is because people shouldn't maybe make a mistake and be confused and think that this is not really the Moshe Rabbeinu, but this Indian of a Baal Mum standing up with his Mum. You see, even by Moshe Rabbeinu, Zayn Mum, of being a Kvad Peh, Kvad Loshin, you also see Pnimius and what it means, Hu Yil, Echol Peh, Dvarim, Niflam, Dvarim, Niskavim, above my pay grade, but everything we're learning right now is above our pay grade. Either way, the ikar is that people that died with mumim and with machlis, they're going to get up, they're going to have a refuah, and machatzti v'ani erpa, a tremendous, tremendous chizik. Zok the Gemara Tana Rabbanon, ani amos v'achaya. So the pasuk says, ani amos v'achaya. Yochash de misa b'echad v'chaim b'echad. Maybe what this means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that, you know, some people are going to die, other people are going to live, right? Ani amus dar hoylech, the achaya is dar ba, right? And that's kiderech sha'olam noyek. Talmud Omer, it says, mochatzi vani yerpa. What does that mean? A Kadosh Baruch Hu says, ichstrof, right? People get sick of a vani yerpa. They end up having a refu. And not mechitz and refu bechad, just like mechitz and refu is the same person. Not misa v'chaim bechad, so to misa v'chaim is the same person. Umikan, shuva lo'oimim, ein tchias ha-meisim in ha-teir. If you're keeping score and you have the list, this is already another makar, the tchias ha-meisim in ha-teir. Tanya, we learn to the Bryce. Omer Amir, Amir said, yeah, tchias ha-meisim in ha-teir. How do you know tchias ha-meisim in ha-teir? Shenema, the pasuk says, oz yosh and moisha, uvinei Yisrael, sashir azoy slashem. Shar loy nemar. It doesn't say oz shar, which is grammatically what it should have said, elo yosha. As if to say, Moshe ubnei Yisrael will sing, they sang. El mikan the tchias ha-meisim in ha-teirah. This is a remnant to tchias ha-meisim in ha-teirah. Ki yitzav davar ha-teimer, oz yivne Yeshua mizbeach l'Hashem. The pasuk says in Sefer Yeshua, then Yeshua Benun is going to build a mizbeach l'Hashem. Bono loy nemar. It doesn't say Yeshua built. Elo yivne, he's going to build. Again, mikan the tchias ha-meisim in ha-teirah. Feit kumar elo miyato. If you're going to be medayik, oz Yosha Moshe. And if you're going to be medayik, oz yivne Yehoshua, then when the pasuk says, oz yivne shloimoy bomo lichmosh, Shikutz Mayav, right? This is one of the difficult psukim in Ach to understand. But the pasuk does say, "Oz yivne shloime bama lechmoish." That shloime melech built a bama for chmoish. He built a shikutz for Mayav. But hachi nami de yivne? Are you supposed to read it yivne as if this is going to take place again? Loss of loving. So shloime melech is going to come back after tchias ameisim. He's going to be building bamas for avodah zarah. You have to be consistent. If you're going to darshan oz yoshem moishe and you're going to darshan oz yivne Yehoshua, then how could you not darshan oz yivne shloime? So the Gemara says, Eli, you have to say that as it relates to Shloimei, we darshan it. Meaning, you have to be consistent, you have to darshan it, but it doesn't have to be the same drasha. What it means over there is, Ma'alal v'kos of kilubana, punk faker. That what it means is that Shloimei Melech really never even built the Bama Lechmoish. He never did anything about Shikutz Mayav. What does it mean then when it says that he did? Ozyivna ki'ilu, it was something that he wanted to do. So in real time, he says, I'm going to do it. And that's the Yivna, but really it never happened. So Oz Yosher Moshe is Remez L'Tchias HaMeisim in HaTorah. Oz Yivna Yoshua is Remez L'Tchias HaMeisim in HaTorah. Oz Yivna Shloime Bama Lechmosh, that already not. Incidentally, this Remez of the Oz Yosher Moshe with this whole Shtekel Torah, Rashi brings a Chumash. This Rashi brings a Chumash in Parsis B'Shalach on the Pasuk Oz Yosher Moshe. Rashi's Loshen is Mikan L'Tchias HaMeisim in HaTorah. So from all the Ramazim that we have in the Torah, this one is mentioned by Rashi. We mentioned this in the last machzor, but I once heard from Ramosha Shapiro, Zechet Tzadok Levracha. At the time it was Shlita, but now it's Zechet Tzadok Levracha. He gave a whole shiur in the beginning of Chelek. He was talking about Tchias HaMeisim. And again, this is all above my pay grade, but one inyan that he said is that when a person's going to get up for Tchias HaMeisim, the oimik is not just that he's going to get another license to live, but he's going to relive the life that he lived. That's what Tchias HaMeisim is. Tchias HaMeisim is you live the life in this world, you're going to become the Tchia, and you're going to relive the life that you lived. And he said the oimik advarim is that Tchias HaMeisim is that whatever dies in this world is going to come back to life. Every second of our life, on some level, dies. Right? So Tchias HaMeisim doesn't just mean the guf, the neshama is going to come back. What it means is the whole chayim that ceased to exist is going to come back to life. That means you're going to relive your life, which is a fascinating, but at the same time, scary idea that really the life we're living right now is going to be our life for Nitzchias. That this life that we're going to live, La'asad Lava, is literally going to be a Chazaras Ashir of the life that we live now. And he said, that's the oimik of us. The point is, because the Shira that Moshe ben Yisrael sang is the Shira they're going to sing. Oz Yivne Yeshua Mizbeach, that the Mizbeach that Yeshua built, Yeshua ben Nun is going to build again. Because whatever happened is going to happen, because that's really the Oimik, and that's the way Tchias HaMeisim works. What's the Makar to Tchias HaMeisim in HaTorah? Shenema, the pasuk says, Ashrei Yoshvei Veisecho, Oid Yehalo Luchasel. Hilo Luchalay Nema. It doesn't say Hilo Luchasel, Elo Yeha. Yeah, that's like it's in the future. Oh, can't the Tchias HaMeisim min ha-Torah, right? That the Yoishvei Beisecha, they're going to be Yehalalucha. When's Yehalalucha? On the end of the day. So I'm Reb Shulam Levi. Kol Oymish Shira B'Elam Azeh. Any person that sings Shira B'Elam Azeh, Zoychev Oymir B'Elam Abba. He's going to be Zoychev to sing Shira B'Elam Abba. Shema, the pasuk says, Ashrei Yoishvei Beisecha, Oid Yehalalucha Secha. Which, by the way, again, it's Matim with this idea that we just spoke out from Moshe Shapiro. Kol Oymir Shira B'Elam Azeh. Because you relive the life that you lived. Amr Abchia Bar Abba, Amar Rab Yoichanan. Minayl Tchisim Eis Menatayra. What's the Makart of Tchisim Eis Menatayra? Shemba, the Pasuk says, Kol Tzafayach Nosu Koil Yachtav Yiraneinu. Again, it's the same drasha. Rinenu Loi Nemar. As if to say it in real time or in the past tense. Elo Yiraneinu. It's going to be in the future. Mikan, this is a remez. The Tchis HaMesim Menatayra. Amar Rab Chiyah Barab. Amar Rab Yoichanan. Asin Kol Avim Kulam Ayim Shira B'Koil Echad. All the Nevi'im, the end of days, are going to sing Shira. And they're going to sing Shira B'Koil Echad. Shemba, the Pasuk says, Kol Tzafayach Nosu Koil Yachtav Yiraneinu. Now, this pasuk we just said is referring to the end of days, right? This is Mikan Lutchias Amesim Menat Torah. Kol Tznoifayich Nosu Kol Yachtav Yiraneinu and the Lashon Asin. But here's the point. It says B'Koil Echad. And Koil Echad's mashma that it's going to be in the same voice. What's the oimik of this Gemara? So the Rishonim say a beautiful pshat. They say, based on a Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Peites, where the Gemara says that Ein Shnei Nevi'im Misnavun B'Signon Echad. That there's an idea that when two Nevi'im say Nevuah, they don't say it in the same Nusach. So you could have 20 Nevi'im that got the same Nevuah, but each one is going to get it in a different Signon. Asidin kol anavim kulan oimrim shira, and it's going to be b'koil echad. There's going to be such an achdos that it's going to be one koil yachtav yiraneinu. It's literally going to be the same exact koil, but just one ha'ara before we go weiter. It's a dover nifla mamish that I saw in the Margol Siyama. This is classic Margol Siyama. It's like three lines, but it answers a kasha that I don't think anyone, maybe if you did, probably thought about it, and if not, should have thought about it, right? We say Ashrei every single day. Three times, right? We say Ashrei three times. What's the Makar to Ashrei? So it's a kapitel from Tehillim. We're in Tehillim, so it's kapitel Kuf Memhe. Kapitel Kuf Memhe starts Tehillo Ludovid Ari Mimcha Lekaya Melech Avarcha Shem Chaloy Nevot. B'choyim Avarchecha Vav Shem Chaloy Nevot. Godel Hashem Mulam Yiglasa In Cheker, right? Tilas Hashem Yudavar Pi, right? That's Ashrei. It's Tehillim Kuf Memhe. But we don't start Tilo Ludovid Ari Mimcha. We start one pasuk before that. What's the pasuk before that? We start Ashrei Yoishvei Vesech Oide Al Duchasela. You know where it says that? It's also in Tehillim. It's Kapitel Pei Dalid Pasuk Hei. It's mamish tucked away. It's in the middle of a kapitel. It starts from Natzeh, Alagitis, Tuvnei Koyrach, Mizmor, Ma Yedidus, Mishkanai Sech, Hashem, Tzvokis, Nichsvok, Gam Kolsa Navshi, Lechatzvis Hashem, Livi, Upsori, Yeranenu, Alkel, Choy, Gam Tzipar, Motza, Bayez, Udror, Kein Lo, Chulu, Ashrei, Yoishvei, Veisech, Oide, Aluchasel. So how did that posting of Ashrei, Yoishvei, Veisech, Oide, Aluchasel make it to Ashrei? It's a Pela Atzuma. And Emes is like this. The Gemara says in Brachis, Daf, Dalud Amid Bez, Kala Oimer Tila LeDavid, Gimel Pamin B'chol Yoyim, Luftach Lo Yishu Ben Ayom Abba. It's Tila LeDavid. So where exactly did this come around? Ashrei Yoshvei Vesechel. So he said, half of a fellow. Said Rabbi Margolis, you know what I think the answer is? That Gemara. The Gemara says, Kala Oimer Tila LeDavid, Shalish Pamin B'chol Yoyim, Luftach Lo Yishu Ben Ayom Abba. He said, what's the Oimek? He said, it's Pasha to me. The Oimek is the Gemara that we just learned. The Gemara says, Mi Nai Lotchia Samesim Ben Atayra, Shenema Ashrei Yoshvei Vesech, Oide Alucha Sela, Hilo Lucha Loi Nemar, Elele Halalucha. And Stam, the Gemara says that whoever sings Shira Ba'ilam Azech is going to be Zoicha to sing Shira Ba'ilam Abba. And that's the Oimik, that if you say Tilo Ledovid Gimel Babam Mechal Yoim Muftach Loishu Ben'ilam Abba, and the Gemara says Tilo Ledovid Daika, because Tilo Ledovid is B'tam Niapi, and it's B'alef, right? It has all the Milas. It says Pesach Chesedech Maspi L'chol Chai Ratzon. So from all the Shiras V'Seshbachis, there's something very, very special about Tilo Ledovid. But being that Kala Oimer Tilo Ledovid Gimel Babam Mechal Yoim Muftach Loishu Ben'ilam Abba, so what we did was this, we took the pasuk, that's the makar to that Indian. We start off, Ashrei Yoishvei Veisecha Oidei Halaluchasel, that understand what you're about to do. You're about to say Ashrei. And if you say Ashrei the Kavano and you say it in the proper way, you're going to be Zoicha to say Elohim Haba. And what's the makar? The makar to that is Ashrei Yoishvei Veisecha Oidei Halaluchasel. Hiluchu Loi Nema Elo Yahaluchasel. This is Mamish Veruyin Advarim Levisha Amram. Either way, this is maybe, said Rav Reuven Margolis, why we start to heal LeDavid with the pasnik Ashrei Yoishvei Veisecha Oidei Halaluchasela Zok de Gemara Vayt Amrav Yudam Rav Kolomenei Halachim Epi Talmud. Any person that's Meinei Halachim Epi Talmud, so he is someone that teaches Torah, but he's Meineya Halacha from his Talmud. Meaning there's a Talmud that wants to learn from him, but he's Meineya his learning. It's as if he stole the Torah from the Talmud, literally Minachas HaVoysev. Shnema, as the Pasuk says, Torah Tzivalonu Moshe, Mayrasha Kilas Yaakov. And what does this mean? Mayrasha Hila Chol Yisrael Mesheches Mei Bereshes. The Torah is a Mayrasha Ke'ilu for Klal Yisrael, dating back to Sheches Mei Bereshes. So if somebody has a Talmud that wants to learn Torah, and he doesn't teach him the Torah, he's Meineya Halacha. What does this mean? So, Two choices. Either Marsha, or we have a raid bite from the last Machzah, where we spoke a little bit about this Marsha, who says, Mamash Adover Nifla. Amr Rav Chana Bar Bizna, Amr Rav Shimon Chasida. Kol Menei Halacha Mipi Talmud. If someone is Menei Halacha from a Talmud, Afilu Ubrim Shebe Mei Iman Mekala Noisai. Even the Ubrim Shebe Mei Iman are Mekala this person. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Menei Abar Yikfu Lo'oim. So where do you see that in this Pasuk? Vei Lo'oim Elo Ubrim. Lo'oim means an Ubrim. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Ulo'oim Milo'oim Yematz. Right, where does it say that? It says that regarding Yaakov and Esav, the in kaboy elo klol, and the word kaboy means klol. Shnem, as the pasuk says, mo ekoiv loy kaboy kel. Bilam said that the in bar elo Torah, and bar means Torah. Shnem, as the pasuk says, nashku var pen yanov. That be mechazik in Torah, penyanov, because if not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to get very, very angry at you. But the point is that if somebody is meinei halacha from a Talmud, so we said before, it's as if he stole from him, but it's not just that, even the ubrim shebemei iman are going to be mekal alois. Ulu bar Yishmol, Ulu bar Yishmol said, minakven oisa kikvara, that if somebody is meinei halacha from a Talmud, what's going to happen to this person is he is going to be pierced like a sieve. That's what his oimish is going to be. Ksiv hacha, the pasuk says over here, yikfu la'oim, says that loshin yikfu, ksiv hacha, there's a pasuk somewhere else that says, vayikoiv chor bedaltai, that he made a hole in his dallas. So you see, the word yikfu could also mean to make a hole. So if a person's meineya halacha from a Talmud, said ulabar yishmol, what's going to happen to this person? Minakfin oisai ki kfar. Amr Abaya. Abaya said, what kind of kfar? Ki uchla de katsri. So this is the kfar, the sieve that the launderers used to use. But the bottom line is, that's what his punishment is going to be. Im limdoi. Let's say he does teach him Torah. So again, we just said that if somebody has a Talmud and he doesn't teach him Torah, it's a very, very bad thing. Right? Rav Yudam Arav said, kolomenei aloch vipi Talmud ki lugoyzla minachas avoysav. Rav Chana Bar Bizna said in the name of Rav Shimon Chasida, if someone says, "Meinei Halacha Mipi Talmid," even the Ubrim Shevet Mei Iman Al Mekal Noisai. Ulo Bar Yishmol said, "Menak Venoisai Kikvar." Okay, so this is all like on the negative side. What about on the Tzad HaYoysetoiv? The Im Limdoi Mascharoi, Amar Rava, Rava said, Amar Rav Sheshes, quoting Rav Sheshes, Zoycha LeBrachas Ki Yosef. He's going to be Zoycha to Brachas like Yosef at Tzadik. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Ubracha LeRosh Mashbir, Ve'in Mashbir El Yosef, who is the Mashbir? Is Yosef at Tzadik. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, the Yosef who HaShalat Al Ha'aretz, who HaMashbir LeChol Am Ha'aretz. So if somebody does teach Torah, what's he going to be Zoycha to? Ubracha LeRosh Mashbir. He's going to get the Brachas of Yosef at Tzadik. Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said, "Kol amelamid Torah." But any person that teaches Torah, he's going to be zoicha to teach Torah in Olam Haba as well. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, umarva gam hu yoira. Umarva, somebody that teaches Torah, gam the rabbis, Olam Haba, he's also going to have the schus to be able to teach Torah. So a few things before we go weiter, very quickly. Number one, Ula Bar Yishmol Oimer. Who's Ula Bar Yishmol? Ula Bar Yishmol Stam Ula. It's interesting. I saw in the Toldos Tanon V'Amiron, he says that Stam Ula in Shas is Ula Bar Yishmol. In Yerushalmi, he's often referred to as Ula Bar Yishmol. In Bavli, one time, this is the Gemara right here. Daf Tzadik Beis Amar Alf. This is particularly interesting in light of a Gemara that we learned earlier on Daf Peches Amar Beis, where the Gemara says, Sholchu Mitam, they said, Ezel Ben Olam Abba. Someone that's an anavson, someone that's a shvalberach shayef ayel shayef nafik goes berais the tiv lemachzit tivus lenafshi yovir a body inayu berav ula baraba. And the Ben Ishchai and his Ben Yoyon, the end of Masechtes Ksubas, says who is Rav Ula Bar Abba? He says it's the Amora Ula. And I saw from Yaakov Chaim Sofer in one of his forum, he's mamish matmiya. He says it makes no sense. It's a pliat suma that the Ben Ishchai could have said this. He says because everybody knows that Stam Ula is Ula Bar Yishmol, even though he's only mentioned one time as Ula Bar Yishmol, but in Yerushalmi he's mentioned a lot. We have the same memories in Bavli attributed to Stam Ula as we do in Yerushalmi is Ula Bar Yishmol. So it's clear beyond a reasonable doubt that Ben Yoyada said that Rav Ula Bar Abba that was mentioned there in Sanhedrin Peches on the Beis is Stam Ula. It's a Pella either way. Stam interesting. Ula Bar Yishmol. So Yishmol's right. Anytime you see the name Yishmol, you perk up a little bit. But you see, even the Zman of the Amiram, we had even still had this name Yishmol, and that's who Ula Bar Yishmol is. That's the first Ha'ara. The second Ha'ara is Dover Nifla that I heard from Yedidi Reb Baruch Bergman. I met him at a chasma last night, and he asked me a meyer de gakasha. I think it's such a chash of gakasha. Ula Bar Yishmol said what? That if someone is meineya Halacha mipi Talmid, menakven oisik kikvara. That's what his oinish is going to be. So he says, we learned the Gemara together not so long ago. Sanhedrin, daf yud gimel amid beis. The Gemara says, Bram zachar oisa ishla toiv, v'rabbi Yehuda ben Bavishmoy, shil molehu nishtakhu dine knosis mi Yisrael. Says the Gemara, nishtakhu. Right? Well, what does that even mean? Shapam Malchus goes from Malchus Arisha Gzeira al Yisrael. Because once upon a time, the Malchus Arisha made a Gzeira on Klal Yisrael. Shekol HaSoim Echi Horek, Vekol HaNismach Echi Horek, Ve'irsha Soim Chem Batei Chorek, U'tchumer Shen Soim Chem Behem Yeyaku. Ma Osir Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bava? Why Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bava? Du Holach V'yashav Loi Ben Shnei Horem Gedoilum, U Ben Shnei Ayoris Gedoilis, U Ben Shnei Tchumei Shabbos Ben Ushul Shafram, V'somach Shom Chamishas Kin. Right? What's going on over here is that there was a Gzeira, you can't give Smicha. Give Smicha, everyone's gonna die. And Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bava understood that if there's no Smicha, there'll be no halachas, there'll be no hemshech in Klal Yisrael. So he went and he was moist and nefesh and he gave smicha to five of his talmidim. Rab Meir, Rab Yehuda, Rab Shimon, Rab Yosi, Rab Elazar ben Shimon was five of the greatest tanaim of all time. Says the Gemara, Kivin Shekir Oiveim Bam, when the Oiveim recognized what happened, Amar Lehem, Rab Yehuda ben Bava told them, Banai Rutsu, run. Amar Lehem, Rebbe, Matei Olech, if we're going to run, what's going to be with you? Amar Lehem, he told them, Hareini Mutal Lefnehem, Ke'evan She'en Lehoivchem, I'm too old, I'll never be able to get away. So they ran, Rab Yehuda ben Bava stayed. Amru, lo yizazu misham, at shenatzu by shloish meyos lun biyoy shal barzel. They threw 300 spears into his body. Va'asau, and what did they do to his body? They made him kikfara to a sieve. Since kasha was, it's a pella. The einish of a person that's moineya halachem yipi talmid is menakven oisay kikfara. Which would mean the Torah is meruba, that if you teach Torah, it's the antithesis of that. And here you have Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, who is so moist and effish to teach halacha daika, to make sure there's going to be smicha, that there'll be halachas l'dayre dayres. And what was his einish? His einish was, loy zazu misham achenatsu by shloish meyos lumbiyah shal barz of asuru kikvara. And his sushtal, his hergish was, like the Gemara says at the end of Masechtos Chulin, that the Gemara says, Elisha Baravua, right, he went off the derech, and what happened? And the Gemara says, what happened was he saw the tongue of Rab Chutz Betzame Torgeman, and he said, the pe that was Mafik Margolis, this should happen. This is not much what happened over here. This is Asaruge Malchus, the same sluke. Wait, this is someone that went, and he was Moise Nefesh for Torah, and he got the Oynish of the Merneya Halacha Talmud, it's a very, very chashuvah. The third har is that the imlimdoi maschar. So what's the schar if you do teach? Amar Rav, Amar Rav Sheshe, Zoichel brachas ki Yosef. You're going to get brachas like Yosef. It says the Marsha, why are you going to get brachas like Yosef? What does Yosef HaTzadik have to do with this? So said the Marsha, Dover Niflo. The Marsha said, what was Yosef HaTzadik? He was a mashber. Vayhi Rav Ba'aretz. And Yosef HaTzadik went and he fed the oilam. He went and he saw people were starving. They were hungry and they were thirsty and they were osgedart. So he made sure that they were going to have what to eat. If someone teaches Torah to someone that people don't want to teach Torah to, he says, what you're doing is you're feeding this person, not physically, but what you're feeding him is you're feeding him spiritually. When there's a Rav that's and you are the one that goes. Right, Stam, if you go through the Marashah, he says, all these people that the Gemara is talking, talking about a Talmud that maybe it's not so geshmak to teach Torah to, right? Some Talmudim, maybe it's more geshmak. Others, maybe it's a little bit less. The Marashah tells the mice with Rapreda, but that's what's going on here in these Gemaras. So if there's a person that maybe people don't want to teach Torah to, and you go and you say, I'm going to make sure, because he also has a chelik in Torah, Mishesh, and I'm going to teach him, you know what you just did? You were Yosef HaTzadik. You fed the hungry in a time of hunger. And you know what your schar is going to be? You're going to get brachas like Yosef HaTzadik. I mean, the brachas of Yosef HaTzadik is the brachas of Ksenis Pasim. It's the brachas of Ayin Horus Not Shoilit. It's the Gres the brach in the Welt. That's the brach of Yosef HaTzadik. That's what this person's going to get. And just one final order, that is Amrav Sheshes. Kalamalami Torah Ba'ilam Azeh Zoichum Ba'ilam Abba. You know, a person can think that, you know, you teach Torah Ba'ilam Azeh. Okay, but you better chap a rein and give away all the information you have, because one day Mashiach is going to come. When Mashiach is going to come, there's going to be much more chashuv of Magideh Shir, and everyone's going to be out of business, right? Everybody, yeah? All the geshafte, we're all out of business. It's amazing. So what, they're going to come here to Torah? It's not Negeya. So every person that has a little shingle right now, chaparan, get it all out of your system. It's ikfisud the Mashiach, right? So you better make sure, because you're going to be out of a job very soon. Amar Rav Sheish says, no, don't make that choice. Kol amalami Torah ba'olam hazeh, it's posh. That's the hergish. Zoichu melamda leilam haba. You're going to be able to teach Torah leilam haba as well. Amar Rava. Rava said, again, we return to our regular program every now and again. Minayla tchis ameis min ha-Torah. How do you know this tchis ameis min ha-Torah? Shenema, the pasuk says, Yichi Ruvein va'al yomois. Yichi Ruvein va'al yomois. I mean, it seems to be a double loss. Yichi Ruvein by the mazeh. Va'al-Yamois is referring to Olam Haba. Ravina Mamei Hacha. Ravina said, I know from here. It says, V'rabim Yishenei Admas Ofer Yokitsu, Eilu L'chaya Olam, Ve'eilu L'charofais L'diroin Olam. By the way, within all the verses that talk about Chiyas HaMeisim, I mean, this one really jumps off the page. V'rabim Yishenei Admas Ofer Yokitsu, right? I mean, does it get more baktzena than this? All the people that are sleeping in the ground are suddenly going to arise. Some are going to go to Olam Haba, and the others are going to go to charofais, to bushes, L'diroin Olam. It's going to be very, very bad. But either way, this is clearly a makar, a remez l'tchias ameisim in atayr. Rav Ashi amamei hacha. Rav Ashi said, I have a different makar. Ta'ato leich laketz v'tonuach obe v'samud l'gorolcha laketz hayom. Now go take a little rest. V'tonuach. I take a rest. That's what happens. When a person dies, he's taking a rest. And at some point, he's going to arise. Says the Gemara. Omar Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Loza said, "Kol parnas shem manigas atzibur benachas. Any parnas that's manigas tzibur benachas in a nice way, zoichu madigil loyel mabal. He's going to be zoichu to fear the loyel mabal as well. Shenema the pasuk says, ki merachamom yenahagein. Someone that has rachmonis on the people that he leads, yenahagein. But what shenosid, he's going to be zoichu to lead them in the end of days as well. Va'al mabuye mayim yenaleim. And again, he'll be able to lead them al mabuye mayim like a spring. Right? This is." Portraying some scene of serenity. So if you're a parnes that's manigas atzibur benachas, so then you're going to be zoicha to lead them in the end of days as well. Amar Rabbi Lazar said. Now, we have a big digression coming right now. I mean, this is like a classic digression. So we just mentioned what Rabbi Lazar said. Kol parnes manigas atzibur benachas, zoicha manigas atzibur benachas. This is on point, right? That's not a digression. This is the sugya. But we mentioned a member from Rabbi Lazar. So we're going to mention now a whole bunch of members from Rabbi Lazar. And this is particularly interesting because, right, the Gemara will do this sometimes where you have an Amayra that's an obscure Amayra. So you mention them once. Okay, there's four things we have from him in Shas. We'll mention all four. Or even sometimes you have a Tanur and Amayra that's mentioned a lot, but the formulation of it, he's saying over in the name of someone, and maybe even that person said over in the name of somebody else. So the Omer Davam Yishem Omra is unique. This is Omer Rabbi Loza. I mean, how many times Rabbi Loza mentioned in Shas? Stating that, a whole bunch of digressions of Omer Rabbi Loza. For Omer Rabbi Loza, Gedoy L'Deya Shenid Ben Shnei Oysis. Deya, Das, is so chashiv. How do I know that? That you see that the Torah puts the word Deya between two Oysis. Not Oysis, really. Shameless of HaKadosh Baruch Hashem. The Pasuk says, Ki Kel Deya Is Hashem. Kale is one of the oisis. Hashem Havaya is one of the oisis. So Deos is in between Kale and Havaya. Amr Rabbi Loza, Godol Mikdash in the Mishle Oisis on the same thing. Mikdash is so great that you find that it is also between two chambers of Kadosh Baruch Hashem. The pasuk says, Po'alto Hashem Mikdash. Hashem koyunu yodecho. So this is pa'alta havayu mikdash adnus. But again, it's between two oisis. Maska for Rav Adar Kachino El Miyat Ibazoi. If you're gonna go down this road. Should we say Gedolah Nekama? She Nitna Bein Shtei Oitzis? That Nekama is also great because it's also Nitna Bein Shtei Oitzis. Dechsev, the Pasuk says, Kel Nekama is Hashem. Right, it's Kel Havaya, Mamish like by Das. Kel Nekama is Sefiyah. Amalei. So he told him back, yes, absolutely. Right, this is Rabbi Loza defending his drushes. He said, Lamil say achinami. Yeah, why not? I think Nekama, there's a good type of Nekama. Kidulu, like Ula said, the Amar Ula said, Shtei Haifois, Halalu, why do you have the word Nekama? That's mentioned twice, right? It doesn't say the word Haifiyah twice, but Kel Nekama is Hashem, Kel Nekama is Haifiyah. That means there's two Nekamas that are being Haifiyah. Achas Lamidas Toiva, Achas Lamidas Peronis. Meaning there's a Nekama with Toiva, and because there's a Nekama with Toiva, that's why it's mentioned in between these two Oisis. Amr Rabbi Loza, Kalab Mishayish, but any person that has there, Kilu, Niv Nebesa Mikdash Biyama. It's the Nebesa Mikdash built during his lifetime. Shazen Nitim and Shtei Oisiyos. Vizen Nitim Ben Shtei Oisiyos. Meaning that they were both Nitim and Shtei Oisiyos. So it's for that reason that. Must be the some shaykhis. What's the shaykhis? Kol adam sheyesh by deya. It's ki'ilu nivne beis hamikdash biyamav. We have a raid bite on this from the last machzibah. One ha'ara. I saw in the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says, G'doyle nekama shenitno bein shtei oisi ois. Dechsiv kel nekama is Hashem, kel nekama is Hafiyah. And really, there were three things. G'doyle deya shenitno bein shtei oisi ois. Ki kel deya is Hashem. Godol mikdash shenitno bein shtei oisi ois. Po'alto Hashem mikdash Hashem. And then G'doyle nekama shenitno bein shtei oisi ois. It says kel nekama is Hashem. The Hilgi Chassam Sofer said that as it relates to Deya and as it relates to Nekama, it's not just that they're both Nitna Ben Shtei Oisiyos, but it's the same Shtei Oisiyos. It's Kel and Avaya. Kel Deya is Hashem, Kel Nekama is Avaya. And the Chassam Sofer says something that's above my pay grade based on the Gematria of Kel and Avaya together, which is 57, which he says is the Gematria of Mizbeach Ayin Shom. But one thing he says is that you want to know what the premise of this is, that, you know, we talk about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take revenge. Right, the Kodesh Baruch is going to take revenge. And by the way, you know, we're living in a shtickle doir of Kel Mekomis Hashem, Halavai. It certainly feels that way a little bit. But the point is that Kodesh Baruch is going to take revenge. But the Chasam Sofer says the Iker revenge is going to be when the Umay Soilim are going to realize and they're going to have the Das that the Emes licked by the Yidden. And that everything that we did was the Emes. And that's the Oymek of G'dayla Nekoma Shinitna Ben Shtei Oysias and G'dayla Deya Shinitna Ben Shtei Oysias. The Chasam Sofer teaches, Ozi Mole Schoik Pinu Ushoinenu Rino, when it's going to be Higdal Hashem Lasei Simele Higdal Hashem Lasei Simonu. That's when we're going to feel the Nekoma. We're going to feel the Nekoma when they're going to acknowledge. It's not so much when they're blowing up. It's when they're going to be makir that we had the MS. When they're going to come through to that Das, that's going to be the Gresta Nekoma. That's what's going on in that Joshua from the Hilchos Chasam Sofer. So he said, that's the Oymek of this Inyan, that G'dayla Deya Shenitna Ben Shtei Oysias and G'dayla Nekoma. Val the Iker Nekoma is when their das is going to come around. Omer Rabbi Elazar, more Rabbi Elazar. Call them to change by day. Let's say, any person that has das is going to become a gevir. Shenem, the pasuk says, "Bedas chadorim yimolu kol hoyin yakev enom." Gevaldig. If a person has das, then he's going to call hoyin yakev. Omer Rabbi Elazar, call them to change by day. Any person that doesn't have a day, also the rachim of now have rachmanus on him. Shenem, the pasuk says, "Kiloi am binoisu al kain lo yirachamenu oisel v'yoytzer lo yichaner." If a person doesn't have das, he can't have rachmanus. Now, the truth is, this gemara is a gemara player, right? Call all them to change by day. Also the rachim of. I mean, it's bad alone. The guy doesn't have day. Now you can't even have Rachmanis on him. Talk about adding insult to injury, right? What's Pashup Shah? So I saw Magol Siyam. Rebuvah Magol says that maybe the Pshat is that sometimes a person comes to you and he asks you for a Toiva. He says, could you help me? He wants it so badly, but you know it's not the best thing for him, right? It could be your children, whoever it is. They want something, but you know that really it's not the best thing. If a person asks you for something and it's coming from a Mokim She'im Baideya, also the rachim ol. You can't have rachmanis him. I think an obvious sushtal to that is the goyin says we say in Shmein Esrei that Kadosh Baruch Hu is a melech oizer umoshia umagen. So what does oizer mean? So the goyin said oizer means that you're trying to do something. Kadosh Baruch Hu helps you. He facilitates you. He allows you to do what you do. What does it mean moshia? Sometimes a person has no ability to even be mishtadel. I'm so trapped. I'm stuck. I don't know what to do. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to come and do everything for you. And what is Magin said to Goyin? Sometimes you're trying to do something, you want to do it so badly, and the Eibishter gets in your way and he doesn't allow you to do it. That's Magin. Our obligation to do chesed is valachta bedrachav. Mahu rachum, afata rachum. The Eibishter is a Magin, and sometimes a person has to be a Magin. So there's an inyan that if a person comes to you and he's asking you for something, but it's clear that he's an Ein Baideya, if I state nish, that it's not good for him. So soak it. But he wants it. So be merachim on him. Come mashmal and Rabbi Lozak, call Adam Shaim by Deya, also Rachim Molov. Mamish divrei pichachim chain. But I'm a Rabbi Lozak, call a nice and Peter Lemicha in by Deya. If somebody gives pass to a person that has no das, Yisurim ban Olof, he's going to have Yisurim. Shanema, the Pasuk says, Lachmacha Yosimu Mazar Tachtecha, ain't tfu noibai. They Mazar El Yisurim. Mazar means Yisurim. Shanema, the Pasuk says, Vayar Ephraim es Choyoy, the Yehuda es Mizoroy. So Lachmacha Yasimu mazar tachtecha. Your lechem is going to bring mazar. It's going to bring yisurim. Why? Because the person that you gave it to is ain't tfuna boy. He's someone that has no tfuna. Al derech hanal, Rabbi Margolis says, and maybe this pshat and this as well. That pshat is that this person who you gave tzedakah to, that really you weren't supposed to give tzedakah to, so you are mekayim the mitzvah of tzedakah. So he said, it's not so much that because of what you did, yisurim ban olav. But ordinarily, when a person gives tzedakah, it's tzedakah tatzel mimavis, but being that you gave to a person that was aimed by Deya, so really it was not the appropriate thing to do, so mimele yisurim ban olav. Meaning not that it's going to lead to you, it's like the worst thing you could do, but the atzola and the shmira that a person ordinarily would have, in this situation, the person is not going to have. Amar Rabbi Loss, Rabbi Loss, call him Shein Baideya, person that has no day, let's say he's going to end up in Golas, so he's going to end up having to move. Shemba, the Pasuk says, Lachain Gola Ami, why Klaus will go to Golas? Mipli Das, because they didn't have Das. Rabbi Loss, Kobayach, maybe the Turnish Mamba, but anyways, where there's no Torah at night, Eish, the Eish of Gehenim, Zokriashi, Oichlusa is going to consume. Shemba, the Pasuk says, Kol Chayshech, Tamilit Sfunov, Ta'achleo Eishloi Nupach, Yera sorid ba'ahaloi. Okay, what does this mean? Kol choshech tamun litzfunav. So it's laila, it's choshech. And tamun litzfunav, the Torah, which is tzfunav, is hidden. You know what's going to happen in that house? Ta'achleyu eish loy nupach. It's going to be consumed by a fire that you can't fan. Now the Gemara continues and says, ain't sorid el a talmud chacham, and a sorid is a talmud chacham, shenemar uvasridim asher Hashem koyre. Now, from the next words of the Gemara, in Sarat Ela Talmud Chacham, it sounds like the drasha is really not the way we just explained it. It's not called Choshech Talmud Litzvun of Tachleu Eishleim Upach. It's really from the next words. Yera Sarit Ba'aholoi. Something is, as if to say, if the Sarit the Talmud Chacham is Yera, Kenish Lernin, then it's going to end up being something bad. As if the drasha is Tachleu Eishleim Nupach when it's Yera Sarit Ba'aholoi. Right? We darshan it called Choshech Talmud Litzvun of Tachleu Eishleim Nupach. It's not the drasha. It's Tachleu Eishleim Nupach when it's going to be Yera Sarit Ba'aholoi. Sounds like the drasha could be from the Reisha, just like from the Sefer. From the words of the Gemara, Ein Sarat Ela Talmud Chacham, Shenemar Asrida Masha Hashem Kair, it sounds like for sure it's from the Sefer. Truth is, some Rishonim take out these words. Some Rishonim take out the words, Ein Sarat Ela Talmud Chacham, Shenemar Asrida Masha Hashem Kair. Now, why would these words be here? Like, who made up these words? Right? It's like a funny thing to make up. Rabba, Rava, I hear. But, like, how do you make this up? Teretz says, the Gemara is going to mention it in a second, and could be by mistake, it ended up here. I am in the Rishonim and the Ein Yaakov, but the bottom line is that it could be, Pashup Shat, the Drosh is Sai from the beginning of the Pasuk, Sai from the end of the Pasuk, Bam, Rabbalaz, Kol Hashem, Medan, Tam, Dim, Chav, Min, Chasim. Any person that's not Mahana, Tam, Chav, Min, Chasim, Ein, Roi, Sam, Bracha, Lam, he's never going to see Sam, Bracha. Shenema, the Pasuk says, here's the Pasuk, Ein, Sarid, La, Ochle, Al, Kain, La, Yachot, Tuvay, which is a different Pasuk, and Ein, Sarid, El, Tam, Chacham, Shenema, Rub, Asrid, Masha, Hashem, Kairi, oh, Ein, Sarid, La, Ochle, right, you're not feeding the Tam, Chacham, Al, Kain, La, Yachot, it's for that reason you're not going to be gebench. So what do Rabbi Elazar say? A person that's not mahana tamad chacham in the chasav einoy roya simin bracha loyam. By the way, what's the inverse of that? Taketh l'tamad chacham bracha, the Gemara says. That if somebody does give to a Talmud Chacham, he's going to be Zoycha to Bracha. V'amir Rabbi Elazar said, Kol she'en Mashiach pas al shulchan. Any person that doesn't leave over pas on his shulchan, in Yeroi Semen Bracha l'Oilam, he's never going to see Semen Bracha. But the Pasuk says, Ein Tzored l'Achloi, Al-Kain loy yachil tuvai. That being, that Ein Tzored, Tzored is Milosh and Shirayim. You didn't leave over Shirayim, Al-Kain loy yachil tuvai. It's for that reason you're not going to have Bracha. Faith Gemara, did Rabbi Elazar say that? V'amir Rabbi Elazar said something else. Kol Mashiach p'sitam al shulchan. If somebody leaves over bread, it's as if he was see, tell me, if you don't leave over bread, it's bad. It's like a school of la anius. Here, it's just the opposite. If we leave over, it's a terrible thing. She'nemar, it's based on a pasuk. Ha'orchin la'gad shulchan, v'amemalim la'mini mimsach. So God was an avodah zara, mini was an avodah zara, but they used to be orich la'gad shulchan. That's what we need. They would always put bread on the table. And if somebody makes sure there's bread on its table, this is like mamish what they used to do to God. So I thought it's about the worst. Like, if there's just like petitim, that's all there is, then it's fine. Adarabah. Right? That's the halacha. When you bench, you're supposed to have a little bit of bread. But if you have a full bread, that's a bad thing. If there's a shlema badeh, that's already minagabi dezara. But Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said, "Kol machle b'diburay." So Rashi says, "Machle b'diburay" means meshana b'diburay shlo yehi nikar. Somebody does like an impersonation; he changes his voice, and nobody should know who it is. Ki ilu oived avodah zara. Wow. Ksifach, it says over here, the hayisi be'enov kimisateya. Right? Who said this? Yaakov Avinu. Then I'm going to look like a misateya. I'm going to look like a faker if I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to make my voice sound like Esav, Viksiv Hosam, Hevel Hema, Masei Tatum. Avodah Zarah is referred to as Masei Tatum. Vam Rabbalos, Kol Masak Be'erva. Any person that looks in the Makam Erva, Kashtoi Nineres, his Keshes, meaning his Zera, is going to become damaged. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Erya Seir Kashtecha. Erya, as if being Mistakel Be'erya, is going to cause that his Keshes is going to be not good. Amar Rabbi Elazar, lo'olam hevi kavel b'kayim. A person should be an anav. And if a person is going to be an anav, he's going to be kayim. Right? The word kavel is miloshen afel. Right? You should go dark. It doesn't mean to go dark, proverbially speaking. It means not to, you know, don't make a big deal about yourself. So a person should be kavel, and if he does have a kayim, he's going to exist. Amar Rabzeira said, afana nami tonino. He said, we have a makar to this from a Mishnah, a geshmak etzushtal. Bayis afel, ein poischen lechaloines lirois nigoy. If there's a bayis afel and there's a nega, it can never become a bayis. And the reason is, in order to become a bayis hamenuga, the kohen has to see it. If it's dark, he can't see it. I will say, maybe make windows, break. You don't do that. And this is a mashal. What's the nimshal? That if a person behaves like a bayis afel, no one's going to see his nigon. This is mamash arayim et hashmamina. Amar Rav Tovi, Amar Rav Yoshi. What's behind the pasuk that says? It's a pasuk in Mishle. Shalom Yamal said, there are three things that are never satisfied. Number one, sha'ol. Right, sha'ol? That's sha'ol tachtis. The ground is never satisfied. He always wants more mason. The Oitzer Racham, the womb of a woman, she always wants more children. And Eretz Loisova Mayim. And not just that, but the Eretz is Loisova Mayim. It always wants water, right? More water, the better. So Rav Tovi said, the name Rav Yoshia, what's the Shaiches between Shoyle and Rechem? Now, Pasha, there's no Shaiches. These are three things. But he darshin, just like the Rechem is Machnes Umoitzi, right? It's Machnes, the Tipa Srucha, the Zera, and it's Moitzi of Vlad. Av Shoyle Machnes Umoitzi. This is a remez l'tchias hamesim, but he added to that, and he said, "V'haloi dvarim kal v'chaymer." Umar rechem shemachnisa by bechashoy moitzin mi mena bekoyle koylois. Right when the zera enters the rechem of the isha, so it's done betzina. Right, it's done bechashoy. Yet when the baby comes out, it's bekoyle koylois. Shaol shemachnisa by bekoylois. The shaol with the machnis bekoylois has spayed him and all the crying. And oidin shemaitzim mi mena bekoyle koylois. Could you imagine what kind of koyle koylois is going to go on? And Rashi says, what does it mean the koyle koylois? Shenemar. That's the koyle koyles that the Gemara is referring to. And the Gemara says, by the way, mikan, this is another makar, and a tshuva lo'oimrim ein tchias ha-meisim. And I zok the Gemara, tana deve'eliyo. Tzadikim shasai kodesh baruch lach yoysam. The tzadikim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring back to life. Einon choizrin la'afram. They're never going to die. Shenema the pasuk says v'hoya anisha b'tzion v'anoisa b'yerushalayim kadosh yomer loy kol hakosav l'chayim b'yerushalayim. So what's the makar? Ma kadosh, right? We're comparing the chevra that are going to come back to life to kadosh, and just like kadosh lo'olam kayim afheim, so to them lo'olam kayim. Vim toimar, it's not Tosfos, by the way. Reading the Gemara, top words of tzaddik beis on the base. Vim toimar oisim shanim shalosin hakadosh baruch hu lechadosh ben esaylamoy. What about those years that hakadosh baruch hu is going to be mechadosh his world? Shenemer, as the pasuk says, v'niskov Hashem levadei b'yoymahu. Now the rest of the story is the Gemara coming up on Daf Tzadik Zayin, where the Gemara says the world was created for 6,000 years, and then after that there's going to be a year of Chorban, or maybe Trechar, if there's going to be 2 years of Chorban, and during that time, it sounds like everything is going to be Charev. So where did Tzadikim go? Meaning, Tzadikim are coming back, but then you're going to have the Chad Charev, the Shtei Charev, so what's going to be with the Tzadikim during that Kufa? Tzadikim mahen oisim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael Knofayim Kanshon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give them wings like eagles. V'shotim, and they're going to fly al pnei amayim, on top of the water. Shenema, as the pasuk says, al kein loy nira behamir aretz uvemoit harim belev yamin. And this pasuk is a raya loy nira, right? They don't have to be afraid behamir aretz when the world is going to change. And the reason they don't have to change is because uvemoit harim belev yamin, they're going to be belev yamin, they're going to have wings, they're going to be able to fishem atem yeshlem tzar. You're going to say, maybe it sounds very painful. Talmud loy mano v'koyve Hashem yachlifu koyach yalu evikan nesharim. They're going to have a varim like nesharim yorutzu v'loyigo yelchu v'loyiyo, says the Gemara. So we just said now that after Tchias HaMesim, everyone's going to get up. Nobody's going to die. Why don't we learn from the Mesim, Shehechi Yecheskel, that what? That really people are going to die. Because Yecheskel was Mechaya Mesim. And after Yecheskel was Mechaya Mesim, the people that he was Mechaya ended up dying. So why don't we learn, like the Nelef, this is Mamash Sugya, why don't we learn from the Mesim Shehechi Yecheskel that really, Lachat Chias HaMesim, there will be death? So the Gemara says, Sov Allah, Kamanda Omar, this Manda Omar, who said this, holds, like the Manda Omar, that holds Be'emes Mashalaya, that the story of Yecheskel never really happened. All it was a Mashal, and because it was a Mashal, it's not real. If it's not real, you can't learn from it. The time you went into the Brisa, Reblesa, Mesim Shehechi Yecheskel, Amdur Aragleim, the Mesim, the Yecheskel was Mechaya, they got up on their feet, V'amu Shira, they sang Shira, Mes when they died, Mashira, Amru, what was the Shira that they sang? Hashem Memes Betzedek, U'mechaya Berachanim. Rabbi Shua, Amr Shira, Zu Amr, this was the Shira that they said, Hashem Memes U'mechaya, Moirid Sha'ol, Vayal. Rabbi Huda said, Emes Mashal Haya. Emes, it was a Mashal. Amr, the Chemin told you, Emes Lama Mashal, the Mashal Lama Emes. Right, this is from the great oxymorons of all time. It's an Emes Mashal, right? Which one is it? Is it an Emes or is it a Mashal? Ella, the Emes Mashal Haya. He meant to say it was not Emes Mashal, but the Emes, I'll listen, that in Eretz, really this was all one big Mashal. Let's be neutral. Yes, I believe the Emes, Mesim, Shechi, Yecheskel, all Eretz Yisrael. They're really the Mesim, Shechi, Yecheskel, they went to Eretz Yisrael. The Nasu Nashim, and they married wives. Vailidu Badam Ubanis, and they had children. In fact, when this whole discussion was happening, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira got up. He said, "I'm from their And this is a pair of tefillin that traces itself all the way back then. But the bottom line is, what do you see from it? It was a shaila if the Mason Shechi Yecheskel was real, or the Mason Shechi Yecheskel was not real. And because it was a shaila, whether it was real or whether it was not real, there's an idea that it was a mashal. Sovala command dama mashalay. And if you hold that it was a mashal like this, you can't bring any rayas. You can't learn anything from it because it's not even a real story. Now, the truth is like this. We just mentioned very briefly the Mason Shechi Yecheskel, but the Gemara, really into tomorrow's daf, is going to do a deep dive into the Meisim Shechi Yecheskel. So really, it requires an introduction. But the truth is, it's not like a major introduction. Right? We're familiar with the Meisim Shechi Yecheskel. It's a chapter in Navi. It's Yecheskel Perek Lamed Zayin. It's also a Haftarah, Shabbos Chol Moed. So this is the Haftarah. It's known as the Haftarah of the Atzomus Yevashos. And basically, the context is that the Yidden are mamish feeling lost, and they're feeling abandoned by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they come to Yecheskel and they tell Yecheskel, they just forgot about us. We're not Negeya, right? We're Benkachu, Benkach Kriyim Avodim. That's the way we feel right now. We're mamish at a point where we feel like HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't even know we exist. And Yecheskel comes to the Eibush and he says, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Like, I don't know. But I don't know the answer. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Yecheskel. He reveals himself in this Nevuah and he shows him the Atzomos Yevashos. And he says, I want you to cause these Atzomos Yevashos, these dried out bones, I want you to cause them to come back to life. And he causes them to come back alive. And he says, that I want you to know that all these atzomis that you just brought back to life, this is really, it's like a marshal for Klal Yisrael. They're saying and it ends up with a beautiful brach and beautiful avtocha. So Yecheskel has this nevuah where he brings these atzomos yevashos back to life, and it's really all to give chizik to Klal Yisrael that even though you feel like atzomos yevashos, right? We always talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a mechaye chayim, that you feel like you're from the arba chshuvim kemeis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring you back to life. Mechaye chayim, right? The six mentions of mechaye amesim and the brach of tchias amesim. It's this Indian, and that's really what's going on in this Nevuah. Stating that, the Tanam had a shayla, whether the Nevuah really had, meaning, the Nevuah is a mashal for an imshal. That's a pasuk, zil kar beirav, that's mefurish. But the question is, did the story happen, did the story not happen? And if Tin Soloimer had happened, who in the world were these Mason Shehechi Yecheskel? The Gemara just brought a braisa that gave us a little bit of a snippet of it. Mason Shehechi Yecheskel was real. Amdu Aragleim, they sang Shira. Machloik is what the Shira was. I was like, one pasuk. Hashem memes betzedek mechay berachamim. Hashem memes u mechay meir tshol vayah. Both related to the Indian of Tchias HaMesim. Then we had a mando Amr that said, it was a mashal. Reb Eliezer ben Yosef Yosei Aglili said that these Mesim were real and they didn't just sing Shira and die. But they went to Eretz Yisrael, they had families, they had Einikloch, or Einikloch. In fact, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira said, Ani mi b'nei neyem, v'alolu tfilim she'nichli. Either way, the Gemara is going to continue now and talk a drop more about these Mason. Uman inu Mason Shechi Yecheskel. Who are the Mason Shechi Yecheskel? Amar Rav, Rav said, Eilu Bnei Ephraim. It's the Bnei Ephraim. Shemonu Laketz. They made a cheshben of when the Geula of Mitzrayim was supposed to come. Abba Vitoho. Shenema, the pasuk says, Ubnei Ephraim Shu Salach, Uvered Benoi Vesachas Benoi Velod Benoi Vesachas Benoi, Vizavod Benoi Veshu Salach Benoi, Veezer Veelod, Veharogum Anche Gas Hanoi Lodim Baoretz. And these Bnei Ephraim, they were all killed by the Anche Gas. Except the pasuk says, Vayisabo Ephraim Aviem Yomim Rabim, Vayavoyu Echov Lenachmis. You want to know who they were? They were the Bnei Ephraim. Hold that thought. Shmuel Amar Shmuel said, Elu Bnei Adam Shakab Tchis Amesim, that these are really people that were covered Tchis Amesim. Shenema, the pasuk says, the Mason war, the Chevra of Yecheskel, Kapitel Lamed Zayin. And part of when they were saying, what they were saying was, we're nothing, we have no life, and we don't believe in Tchias HaMesim, so we're not going to come back. And it's those people of that generation, Gufa, that Yecheskel went ahead and Yecheskel was Mechai. So we're going to stop here, but before, we have to go back for a minute and talk about the Bnei Ephraim. So according to one man, the Amar, Rav, you want to know who the Mason Shechi Yecheskel were? they were none other than the Bnei Ephraim. So who's the Bnei Ephraim? So there's a long Rashi here where Rashi tells the story. And the short version of it is that we know that when we talk, we mentioned this in the Shir yesterday, that whenever you talk about how long were the Yidden of Mitzrayim, there's a whole bunch of different numbers that are mentioned. On the one hand, you have the Pasuk, Moshe Bnei Yisrael, Ash Yoshu Beretz Mitzrayim, Shloshim Shana, Vabim Mei Shana. It sounds like 430 years. Then again, Hashem told Avram Avinu by the Brisbane Absarim, Yodoya Teda, Kiyer Yizarach, Beretz Loy, Lehem, Vavadim, Inu, Oysam, Arbim Mei Shana. We know it's Redu Shana, the Gematria of Redu, which is 210. We know that Miriam was called Miriam because she was born when it was Vayimaros Chayim. She was 86 years old at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, which would seem to suggest that it was really only 86 years. So was it 430? Is it 400? Is it 210? Is it 86? Is other numbers as well? Right, it's very unclear. By the way, Elikim is Begamatria 86, Kiminyan Midas Adin, which was the Zman of Shiva Mitzrayim. So what exactly was this year? So Rashi, this is all Rashi, it's Rashi in Chumash as well in Parshas Boy, but Rashi goes through the Cheshbon, and Rashi says like this. Rashi says that when Hashem told Avram Avinu, what he was telling him was, is from the time you're going to have Zarecho, as soon as you can have a child, from Leidas Yitzchak, right, that's his child, from Leidas Yitzchak until the Geula, is going to be 400 years. The reason the Pasuk says, is because the Bris Ben Absarim happened 30 years before Yitzchak was born. Avraham Avinu was 100 when Yitzchak was born, and the Seyda Olam says he was 70 at the time of the Bris Ben Absarim. So it's 430 years, May Esa Besura. 210 years, that's when Yaakov Ubanov descended to Mitzrayim. And the Shibur Aleh was 86. So really, all these numbers reconcile, all these numbers make sense. The Bnei Ephraim were Manu Laketz Vito, the Gemara says. What was their mistake? They had a Messiah from the Zeda. From the Zeda of Avraham Avinu. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Kfleda V'Atzmei was Megal himself to him, and he told him 400 years. And they assumed that the 400 years was from when? The 400 years was Me'es Absura, from the time of the Bris Bein Absarim. So they counted 400 years from the Bris Bein Absarim, and they said, now it's already time for the Geula. But the Geula wasn't coming. So they were Doichik the Ketz, and they were Ola B'Chaima, and they left. And they said, we're going to Eretz Yisrael. Even though it sounds a little bit like maybe the Eibusha doesn't want us, right? Like the Mapilim in Parashat Shlach, right? That's exactly what the Bnei Ephraim did. It's a fascinating story. A story that's repeated itself a few times in history. But this is this Indian of the Bnei Ephraim. They said, we're going to be Doichik, and we're going to go anyways. And what happened? They get met by the Anche Gas, and they get slaughtered. Now, how many years early did they go? 30 years. Because really, the 400 years was from Leidus Yitzchak, from when Avram was 100, not from when Avram was 70. But the point is, they went a little bit early, and because they went a little bit early, so it's for that reason, they got wiped out. I just want to end with one Ha'ara. We're going to save the Rambam Part 2, Beis Hashem, for tomorrow. But I just want to end with one Ha'ara. And that is the Margolis Hayam, Rabbi Margolis. He's Mitzayin, a Targum Yoinasin. It's the first Targum Yoinasin in Parshas Beshalach. Vayi Beshalach Pari Asa'am, Voloi Nochem Alikim Derech Eretz Plishtim Kikoroifu. Ki Omar Alikim, Pen Yinochem Ma'am Beroysam Bilcham, Lo Veshavu Mitzrayim. Everybody knows this Pasuk. I'm not teaching it. Says Targum Yoinasin Benazil. This is what's going on here. Vavakat Ptar Paro Yasam. When Paroi sent the Yidin out of Mitzrayim, right? The Archaim HaKadosh says, why is it Vayihi? Vayihi is always a Lashon Tzar. It should have been Vahoyah Lashon Simcha, because it was B'shalach Pari Yasam. V'havakad P'tar Pari Yasam. Aber V'loi Dabrino in Hashem Oirach Ara Plishtoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't send the Yidin Derech Eretz Plishtim, right? They didn't go through Gaza. That's Derech Eretz Plishtim. Arum Koruvu, because it was very, very close. Arum Omer Hashem, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Dilmo Yisoin Amo, maybe the nation's going to be scared, B'mechameyoin Acheyoin Demisu B'Krovo, when they're going to see all their brothers that were killed at battle. Who are these brothers? Moson Alfin Guvrin, 200,000 men, Bnei Chela, fighters, Mishifto Da Ephraim, from Shnevet Ephraim, Ma'achadim Betrisim V'Rumchin, Umani Zaynim, because these Chevra, what they did was, they left Mitzrayim, and they left with spears, they left all armed, unuchasu legas, lemevos geise plishtoi, and they mamish encountered the chevra there in Asa. This mamish what happened. They encountered the plishtim, who begin the avaru agzeiros memra da Hashem, but because they were over on the memra of Hashem, unufaku mi mitzrayim, plosin shnim koidim kitza, and they left Mitzrayim 30 years before they were supposed to have left. Is misaru biyada the plishtoi. They were handed over into the hands of the plishtim. Vikatlinun hinun, and they got killed. And what happened was Havi Garmayo Yveshaya. Their dry bones, the Achiyasin, they were all there. And by the way, says the Targum Yonason, they are the Garmaya Veshaya, the memory that Hashem Ayodah the Yecheskel Avir B'Vikas Dura, that at some point in the future, in Pikas Dura, we'll see more about tomorrow's daf, Yecheskel would bring them back to life. The is in Yechmon Kedei. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was afraid that if the Yidden were going to see the Bay Ephraim lying there, Yitchalun, they were going to get scared, Yisuvan L'Mitzrayim, they're going to go back to Mitzrayim. This is the Targum Yonason, beginning of Parashat B'Shalach. This is the rest of the story. This is Yonason Ben Uzziel. Maybe not, but this is Targum. What we know is Targum Yonason. That's the Veloy Nochem Elikim Derech Eretz Plishtim. This is the concern. Ki Omer Elikim Pen Yinochim Ma'amber Loisa Mulchama. Which Mulchama? The war that took place in Eretz Plishtim between the Bnei Ephraim and between the Anshei Agas, between the Plishtim and the Bnei Ephraim suffered terrible casualties. How many of them died? 200,000 Mosen Alfen Gubrim. That's what the concern was. But Reuven Margolis, and this is classic, he asked the obvious question. The Iker is not the Tzurshtel. The Iker is the question. What's the Kasha? 200,000 Bnei Ephraim? How's that possible? How does the math stim? How many Yidden left Mitzrayim? 600,000 left. This is the Bnei Ephraim. It's not even the whole Bnei Yosef. It's the Bnei Ephraim. And for the Bnei Ephraim, you have it's one-third of all the Jews that were going to leave Mitzrayim 30 years later. The math just doesn't stem. Snared, Rabbi Magal says, Poshit. Because the Pasuk says, V'chamushim olu b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. That when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, they left V'chamushim. It was only one-fifth of the Yidden that ended up leaving Mitzrayim. What happened to the other four-fifths? The other four-fifths ended up dying in the time of Choshech. But they lived 30 years earlier. And because they lived 30 years earlier, so for them it wasn't a gate of the V'chamushim olu b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. They all left. And because they all left, that's why the numbers are able to shim. Because the real number is not 600,000, it's really 3 million, like we spoke about yesterday. And 200,000 of 3 million, that's a perfect number. It's 1/15 of the population. It stims beautifully. But says, let's push it. That's the pshat in this Targum Yonason. But he says, and he fears this with a hergish. Here's the hergish. It's so push it. The hergish is like this, that the Bnei Ephraim got slaughtered. They got to shmet it. It was so ugly. It was so bad that HaKadosh Baruch was afraid if the Yidden would have seen that Tzomas Yevetz, they would have turned around. They would say, we don't stand a chance. We don't have a puncher's chance. There's no way in the world we're going to be able to make this. And they would have turned around. Abba Lamaisa, what happened? Amar Rav, Rav said, who are the Mesim Shechi Yecheskel? It was the Bnei Ephraim. All these Bnei Ephraim came back to life. They were all Zoychet Avtchias HaMesim. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir said, I'm from their descendants. I'm from their Eimekloch. The Bnei Ephraim, they left a little too early. And because they left a little too early, they got killed. And it ended up very, very bad. Oh, but they showed, when they left a little bit early, their tshuka to want to go to Eretz Yisrael. They wanted the geulos so, so badly. They would be mekayim this inyan of kol masha oymer l'chol bal habayis haseh chutz mitzeh. It was wrong. And because it was wrong, they got punished. It was man schor betzida. Oh, but the v'chamushim olu b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim, we never hear from the other chevra. Oh, but these chevra we hear from. And the reason is because they had the schos. And the emes is, I think the obvious sushal is that Rashi says in Chumash and Parshas Boy, why did the Eved bring Machas Choshech? Because they were Rishon that didn't want to leave. They were the opposite. This was the antithesis of Deus Chevra. The V'chamushim, the four-fifths, were Loi Rotzu Lotzeis. Loi Rotzu Lotzeis, some Geblibin Mitzrayim. The Bnei Ephraim were Rotzu Lotzeis. They did it the wrong way. It was the wrong time. They were Doichik the Kate. They were Doichik the Shah. But at the same time, they were Mekayim, this Inya, like the Mapilim, of Kol Masha Oymer L'cha Baal Abayis HaSei Chutz Mitzei. Right, we always say for Rav Tzadik, the Rav Tzadik said that then is going to be the right time to conduct yourself with the mid of meaning today when the Yetzer comes to you and tells you who are you to daven, who are you to learn, bista garnish, you're a nobody, think about all the various that you do, think about all your timtum alev. Today you fight him on. Today you say that's the ikfas of the Mashiach chutz b'yaska. Then in the ikfas of the Mashiach, there's going to be such timtum, there's going to be such tumma, that people are going to feel so rachuk. And really, al pishur sadin, you have no mock in coming to the Eibishter and saying, Baruch atah Hashem. It's true, of a chutzpah yaska. Then you have to have chutzpah. This is the zman for chutzpah. But by the Bnei Ephraim, it was a little too premature. And by the Ma'apilim and Parshin Shlach, when they left, even after the Gzeir of the Meraglim, it was premature. Oh, but the Ma'apilim, like we say over always from the Hilik Chassam Sofer, they get tremendous schar for what they did. And the Bnei Ephraim also. The Bnei Ephraim are the Mason Shehechi Yecheskel. That's why there was 200,000. They're the inverse of the four-fifths that didn't leave Mitzrayim, Mamish, the Divrei Pi Chochem Chain. And we're going to stop here.